seated for a while. Today is Good Friday. It's the second day of the Triduum, the 3 days that precede the celebration of Easter. The significance of today's celebration that we commemorate in the liturgy is very well expressed in the first reading. Remember the first reading about Abraham and Isaac. If you picture the first reading, you will see there Abraham was asked by God to sacrifice his son, Isaac, to test him, to find out whether he was an obedient and faithful man. And Abraham did that. Picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see what Abraham did, the father did to Isaac? He asked him to carry the wood when they went up to the mountain. Okay, carry this, the wood, son. No. That's the wood for the sacrifice. That's the wood for the sacrifice. So he carried it on his shoulders, went up to the mountain. And when they were on top of the mountain, Isaac asked his father, "Father, we have the wood, we have the altar, you have the fire, but where is the lamb? Where is the lamb for sacrifice?" You know, that question of Isaac has been repeated in the history of Israel. People had been asking, "Where is the lamb? Where is the lamb?" And you remember in the gospel that there came John the Baptist, who was preaching in the wilderness and baptizing people. And then people thought that he was the Messiah. He said, "Are you the Messiah?" He said, "No, I am not the Messiah." But the thongs of his shoes, I am not even worthy to untie. He said, "So where is he?" It's echoing that question of Isaac, "Where is the lamb?" Until finally, one day, Jesus, according to the gospel, was seen walking to the banks of the River Jordan towards John the Baptist. And what did the Baptist? "Behold, behold the Lamb. That is the Lamb. That is the Lamb for sacrifice. That is the Lamb for sacrifice." Remember the parallel of the story in the Old Testament when Isaac was asking, "Where is the lamb? And where is the lamb?" Of course, God gave, instead of Isaac, gave not a lamb, but a ram. If you see the reading, it was a ram, not a lamb. And always people have been asking, "Where is the lamb?" So even in our liturgy, even in our worship, we sing, "Lamb of God, Lamb of God." And Jesus is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb that has been sacrificed for us. And this is today, Good Friday, is the sacrifice of the Lamb. You know, when the lamb is sacrificed, it is burnt. It is a holocaust. It is burnt holy. It is burnt in reparation for sin. And the new lamb, the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, was today not burned wholly, but he has given himself wholly and completely his life on the cross. In terms of time, this would be about the time, noontime, when he began carrying his cross. He would have, if you have been here for the Stations of the Cross, then we have reflected on those Fridays, how what happened during the time that he was carrying his cross to Mount of Calvary. And what is important there is that in the end, according to the gospel that we have just heard of the Passion, according to St. John, Jesus, knowing that it was his time to go, and realizing that he has a responsibility for his mother. Because you know, in the Jewish setup, when the husband dies, the firstborn usually takes over and takes care of the mother. So when Jesus was about to die on the cross, what did Jesus do? He gave his mother to John, the one who wrote the gospel. He said, "Son, behold your mother." And then, "Mother, behold your son." So according to tradition, actually, John, the beloved disciple, took Mary with him, even in his exile to Patmos, where he died, where she died also. But that is, and then Jesus, having breathed his last, said, "It is finished." And those were the most important words that he has uttered on the cross. "It is finished." And as we have reflected in the Stations of the Cross, you know, "it is finished." In Latin, it says consummatum est. In the Jewish tradition, it is actually something that is used by accountants. That when you have paid all your debts, they stamp on your statement, "It is finished." This "finished" means to say it is paid in full. And that is the meaning of those words of Jesus when he was on the cross before he died, when he said one of his last words, "It is finished." He is telling the world and all of us, "I have paid in full. You are saved. You are loved." This is the meaning of Good Friday. Jesus paid in full, redeemed us, ransomed us, paid us our sins, and everlasting life. And this would be confirmed and verified when he resurrected. That is why Good Friday is just a prelude to the most important celebration of our faith, the resurrection of our Lord. That Good Friday, even if we call it good, is not the end of the story. It is to be continued in the resurrection. But at this time, we will try to remember this great sacrifice of our Lord for us on the cross. Be bringing the cross at the back. I will be showing it to you by acclaiming and saying, "Behold the wood of the cross on which was hung our salvation." And your response is, "O come, let us adore him." I will sing, "Behold the wood of the cross on which was hung the world's salvation." And your answer is, "O come, let us adore him."